USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Major winter weather is slamming the Northeast this Tuesday.
The Northeast is on high alert due to a fast-moving storm. New Jersey residents gearing up for what could be the first significant snowstorm in a while.
We are really excited. We like to have fun. We like to drink hot chocolates.
Not looking forward to the snow. It's a shame because it's been nice the past couple days, like the past week.
Tuesday's anticipated snowstorm has led to the closure of all public schools in New York City and Boston.
USA's John Schaefer reporting some areas in the region are looking at up to a foot or more of snow. Police in Houston say the person accused in the megachurch shooting at Joel Osteen's church had a history of mental illness. They say Genesee Moreno was involved in a dispute with her Jewish ex-husband and had an anti-Semitic background. A sticker that read Palestine was attached to the butt of her rifle. Some Republican lawmakers say statements from a DOJ special counsel regarding President Biden's age and memory need to be taken more seriously.
The idea that he's mentally unfit to stand trial begs the question, is he mentally unfit to be the commander-in-chief?
Texas Congressman Mike McCall. Last week, a special counsel assigned to investigate Biden's prior mishandling of classified documents mentioned how the president seemed to experience strange memory lapses during a lengthy interview. Biden says the special counsel questioned him for 5 hours over a two-day period early last October. The DOJ ultimately cleared Biden of any charges related to the classified documents investigation, saying he fully cooperated with federal officials in returning them. President Biden has joined TikTok, making his debut on the widely used social media platform. Several Republican legislators have criticized both the app and its parent organization, ByteDance, raising concerns about potential ties to the Chinese government. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The U.S. is not backing Israeli military actions in Rafah, Palestine, pending the implementation of a plan to safeguard civilians seeking refuge.
We do not support any military campaign in Rafah going forward, as long as they cannot properly account for the 1.1 million people.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, facing questioning from reporters Monday in response to a series of Israeli assaults resulting in the deaths of numerous Palestinians. Miller emphasized the necessity of a credible humanitarian strategy before proceeding with any extensive military operation for Israel in the city. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is scrapping plans to attend NATO meetings in Brussels this week due to his hospitalization. Austin was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Sunday for what the Pentagon termed emergent bladder issues. The 70-year-old has undergone recent treatment for prostate cancer, was placed in the critical care unit. DoorDash, Uber, and Lyft drivers are going to strike on Valentine's Day for a little while. It'll be the first ever such gig economy work stoppage. Groups mentioned they had planned to stage driver pickets outside airports and Uber offices. A group called Justice for App Workers says it represents around 130,000 drivers across the country. They said drivers will refuse all rides to and from airports on Valentine's Day between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. in close to a dozen cities. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.